I have a background in music. It's just a really interesting. I have a book like this thick with research information that I found in the Logan USU library with all these tunes and this songs. And it was just fun to find out this background information about all these tunes.
You got involved to a certain degree with a bit more of Italian history. And I don't know if it's because of your background, were you involved with researching the women, but somehow you also got involved in music. So can you tell us a little bit about your journey of research and project?
Well, it was just an offshoot of what Carl did, because in the journals that he collected, there were different quotations that he collected or extracts that he collected from some of the journals about experiences with some of the marching tunes or some of the tunes that the men used as they were going along, as well as what Tyler mentioned in his book. And so those are the things that I said, well, this needs to be, we need to kind of make a collection of at least an idea to find out what music was involved. Military tunes were very important to the military organizations. They used a fife because it could be heard over the roaring of the bullets. And they used a drum because it could be heard under the sound of the cannons. They didn't use the bugle. The bugle was used during the battalion, but not very often, because the one example was when they got down to New Mexico, Arizona, and they said, blow to the right. That example, that's the only one I know about a bugle call being used. Everything else, I think, was done with a fife or a drum. But in Tyler's book, he, of course, the one that everybody knows is that they left the camp at Council Bluffs and left to the tune of The Girl I Left Behind Me, to make it a really a happy or a more pleasant association rather than a dreadful kind of a thing, leaving their family behind. And the tune was The Girl I Left Behind Me. And there's a story about that. There are stories to all these tunes. But in some other organization, not the battalion, but someplace else, when an officer was known for having a girl in every port, so to speak, and he always left the camp with this tune, The Girl I Left Behind Me, because he always leaves a girl behind. So that was that one. The marching tunes were The Girl I Left Behind Me and Yankee Doodle. Of course, Yankee Doodle goes back to the Revolutionary War. And it was originally a tune that was used by the British to poke fun at the colonists. And the colonists took it for themselves, and it became a neener neener kind of a tune back at the British. Another tune was called The White Cockade, and that refers to the rosette that was on the hat of the officers.
Yeah, the officers.
And there are country dance instructions for that tune. And a lot of these marching tunes were taken from country dance or quadrilles or play party games that were popular in the time periods. And that was the White Cockade was one of those. Over the Water to Charlie refers to King Charles exiled to France. So that Over the Water to Charlie referred to King Charles, who was exiled to France. Jefferson and Liberty referred to the campaign music for Thomas Jefferson when he was running for president against John Adams. Anyway, so that was Jim Long Josie, that was the call to Dr. Sanderson. Yeah. And that's a play party game. And it was, you had to walk Jim Long Josie, walk Jim Long, or crawl Jim Long. You put your own actions to the song. And that was what was going on with, that was a play party game from the time when the Puritans did not believe in dancing. So they had these tunes that they would dance. You could hold hands and circle around them, but you couldn't dance. So you have play party games. And then the Rogue's March was the one where if there was somebody that was not performing their duty and had deserted or something, and they were still there, and they would use that tune to drum them out of the corps, out of the service, out of the fort, or whatever. They'd shave his head partly, turn his coat inside out, and drum him out of service. and take everything away from him. So that was the Rogue's March. Some of the other ones that were found mentioned in journals. Now, these terms that I mentioned are ones that Tyler mentioned. They were also mentioned by some of the other men in their journals. But the other men, ones that were mentioned in the journals were the bullfight on the San Pedro, which was to the tune of Old Dan Tucker, or on and also on the road. They would say use the same tune for several different for different songs, like the bullfight or On the Road to California. That was, same. Death and the Wolves was a song that was, I don't know if there's a tune to it. I think there is a tune, but words that were made up by one of the battalion members. The Desert Route was another one that was made up. The words were made up by the, but I think it was Levi Hancock, made up words. And they were usually words that they put to a tune that they already knew. And I don't know what the tune is. Another one was In These Hard Times, and then the California March. I don't know if California March was just the march to California, or if there was actually a tune called that. So that's something that just I haven't been able to find out. It's just finding out the background of these tunes, and especially when you're able to find the dance directions to these songs, to these tunes, because that's where they came from, was the dances. And but they was so lilting in a way that they could march to them and keep the men in step. And the one when they were marching through one of the towns, the drummer and the fifer would, by the time they got all the way through, he said they were sweating like stuck pigs because they drummed and played so hard. And I thought the drummer was something like a 14-year-old boy. He was too young to be in the army, but he was old enough to be the drummer for
And
the
big enough to be a drummer.
and big enough to be a drummer and to carry the drum through the town. He said by the time he got through the 2 or 3 miles through the town, he was just sweating like a stuck pig. But all those incidents and the stories that were told in the journals, and they're there. They're just really kind of fun to read, but the backgrounds of the stories, the songs are just great. And I have found music for a number, written out music for a number of the tunes. That was fun. I started piano lessons when I was 6. I had violin lessons when I was 8. I played with, I went to music camp when I was a kid. I went to BYU music clinic when I was a teenager. I was with the played with the BYU Symphony. I played with Utah Valley Symphony. I majored in music. I taught orchestra. Yeah, I have a background in music. So it's just a real interest of mine. But he brought up these things that I've got to do something with this and find out a little bit more about it. And I found I have a book like this thick with research information that I picked out from and copied information from a number of books that I found in the Logan USU library with all these tunes and this songs. And it was just fun to find out this background information about all these tunes.
Well, I don't have a musical background, and you've got me interested. So I'm glad that that's something you picked up on, and now we have that little piece of history to go with the rest of the story.
Yeah, and Kevin, you did some research on some of these tunes too,
Like
didn't
before I became involved in knowing you folks, I had started, okay, here's the trail, but they talk about all these other things. So I have kind of a side list of things that I wanted to study as well. And I'm not professional music, but I was in band all through junior
Oh,
high school and high
yeah, that
school.
makes a difference.
So the music caught my eye, and I started keeping a list of things like
Yeah.
you did. And so it was when I finally saw your stuff, and I thought, oh, well, it's been done. And I realized, well, no, I've got some other things that Margaret doesn't have, so
Yeah.
we'll add to it. So yeah, so it's
Yeah.
just been fun.
I threatened a long time ago that I was going to write a pamphlet about music. I haven't done that yet. The Girl I Left Behind Me has several different sets of words. Yankee Doodle has umpteen different sets of words because of situations that was used in. And it was the revolution and the different sides of the revolution. And there are lots of different sets of lyrics that go with that tune.
Some not approved for family sharing.
The thing is that the tunes were popular. Well, for example, our national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, the original tune is a drinking song. It is. But we have come to know it as our national anthem, but that was not the origin of the tune. So we have a history of using well-known tunes for different purposes. and for different reasons, and just putting it for that situation or using it for the situation.
So have you played any of these songs, or do you have any recordings of any of these songs, or you've actually played them if you have the music?
I have, yeah, sort of. But most of these, I think if you Google the tune, you can find it online. Find it on YouTube. Really? Oh, yeah. They're well-known enough that you can find them online.
Cool. Maybe we'll have to see if I can find one that is not copyrighted and I can put it in as part of this.
Yeah. So I don't know about these songs that were written by the Battalion Men. I don't know about those tunes. But the ones that Tyler listed that were marching tunes, they are absolutely available.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
One that I found was where Thomas Kane is describing the recruiting effort. And he says that attention was called and a mezzo-soprano sang a song that everybody would remember the words to, "We Wept by the Waters of Babel."
Yes. Yes.
Now, that's not the reggae version that's currently popular, but it always mystified me. Well, how could you lose a song, you know? I found the sheet music in the Levy collection at Johns Hopkins.
And it was also, I think, printed in one of the early hymnals of the church.
I wasn't aware of that.
I think so. I'm not certain. I think it might be in one of the early hymnals, but I'm not certain.
Well, now see, you've given me something else to do.
Yeah, you
dang go. It.
Since we're talking about music and I'm not Italian, I have to throw this in. There's a family that moved into Midland, Michigan several years ago. And she is a descendant of a battalion member who was blessed that the members of his family would be musically talented. And she is. A lot of her brothers and sisters are very talented, and she's shared those talents with us in our ward and our state. Anyway, kind of fun to just know that the musical abilities of the battalion are filtering down to to us today through their descendants.
One interesting thing I think I found was that the musicians were paid a little bit more than the privates, like $1 more.
Yes, per month.
Per month. Yeah, the musicians were paid more than the privates. So it was an important position in each company.
So it's like their communication.
Yeah, it is. Okay. And each company had a drummer and a fifer. So
the buglers belonged to the cavalry.
Oh.
And Cook picked up at least two buglers on his way to California. He had his own bugler who probably was a member of the Twiggly was the name of the guy.
Yeah, Twiggly.
And anyway, either he was LDS or he had LDS family.
Mm. Okay.
Two. But then Cook picked up two more buglers and took them to California. So yeah, the buglers were there, but not officially. They were soldiers.
They were soldiers.
They were soldiers. They were dragoons. So buglers.
So far in our chat this morning, we've been able to catch a glimpse of what Carl and Margaret have done. Since you've been involved with this for so long, I guess we just need to ask, do you have descendants? Are you a descendant of a battalion member?
My great-great-great-grandfather had the stake named for him, which they built the Vernal Temple.
Oh my goodness.
He had handwriting that you couldn't believe. It was just beautiful. And Brigham said to the commander, he says, "You want to take this man because he can write well and you can read it without trouble for your scribe." His name is Glines, Glines.
Did you know about him when you were young, or did you find out about him when you were older?
I didn't find out about his battalion connection until we were older.
All right. So, Margaret, what about you?
I am not a descendant of battalion people. However, a number of my relatives married battalion members. So I'm related to about a dozen, at least, battalion members by marriage through about four or five different families. Most of them are on my mother's side, but one was on my father's side.
Oh, who's that?
Norman Taylor.
Oh,
he's in Moab.
He's in Moab.
He's in Moab.
He's on his gravesite.
So.
You know these people why where they're buried.
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, no, but we know who they are by where they're buried, but also because of their family names. Actually, I do have some direct connections with the Williams family. Thomas Stephen Williams married Albina Merrill Williams, and they are my direct ancestors. Stephen Williams was a son of Alexander Williams, and Thomas Stephen married Albina Merrill Williams, and they were in the battalion. And I am a direct descendant of them. So,
Cool.
yes, I do have direct descendancy from.
Thank you very much for your time today and sharing your story and reminiscing with us.
Done good. Thank you.